Okay, kids, let's go.
There has been an awakening.
How calm is this? Am I going to fall asleep?
Your dick will fall off.
Talking about Star Wars. That's the opposite of calm.
Hello, what have we here?
It does smell like a beer.
These guys are so funny.
Hello.
Holy shit. Thanks, C3 Penis Face and R2 Dickhead.
Hello there.
Hello there.
R2's right there, dude.
Found someone you have, I would say.
May the force be with us. Fucking A.
Good day, Galaxy! We're back at it. Finally, salutations to you and yours.
Oh, man. I am Commander Cody.
I am Opar.
It's good to be back. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, man. Into the vibes here. It's been a minute.
I'd like to, it's been 10 years. I'd like to act like what you just said was like a grand opening to our new, but we have returned. You would have said the exact same thing if we recorded last week. Trying to get back in the swing of things.
That's true. If we take 1 week off, I'm like, I forgot Star Wars. Where are we? What's happening?
Microphone. Gotcha.
Well, you know, we finally got moved into our house. So we had some holiday time, some moving time. And then I had to kind of like reset everything up over here. So
moved.
Holidays get fucking gnarly. And
how
I know,
many?
How many what?
How many studios? Sugar Run.
Oh, man.
Fancher.
LC.
Downtown.
Yeah, the Idea Foundry. And your house.
My house.
And now here.
But we also did it via Web Zones.
We did it on Zoom
for a
while,
there's
yeah.
seven unofficial studios. Plus my house down in Columbus. There's eight. We've set up eight.
Yeah, we did
eight
a couple
times.
Yep, we did a couple at your house. We did a couple at your very, very old apartment.
So we're up to nine different. I don't want to call them studios, but we had nine different setups.
1,200 recording locations. We're the most traveled podcast on the planet, but not in the universe.
Not in the universe. Oh man, yeah, a lot has happened. The only good thing about taking a long time to record is
there's actual topics now.
There's good stuff. Good
yeah, so
happened.
I just had, I was just pulling up StarWars.com. I just kind of like had it here, chilling, just browsing.
Look at that,
we're
right
getting
there.
Ready to go, and here it is. Oh, yeah, it's all on it. So Obi-Wan Kenobi and Andor coming out on disc. We were arguing about what the hell 4K Ultra HD is versus Blu-ray versus 1080 versus X-ray versus 2K.
Right.
I don't know the difference. But it looks like they're steelbooks, and it'd be nice to add them to my collection.
I always find it weird that they do exclusive steelbooks at certain locations.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish you would just make a steelbook edition and then like a standard edition.
Yeah.
But the steelbook, whoever, maybe you take a couple top, like Target, Walmart, Amazon, or whatever. Best Buy. But Best Buy's not even a fuck. Don't get me started with fucking
I know,
Best
that's
Buy.
A whole lot podcast right there.
I was like,
desolate wasteland.
Dude,
in Best Buy.
I was on the road, and I rolled the dice with one of those Amazon Fires. Not worth it. The app store sucks, because it's an Amazon app store. It's not even
like the tablet thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because all I wanted it for streaming.
Yeah.
Streaming movies, streaming stuff. I'm literally using it as a screen, because I don't want to hold my goddamn phone and watch an entire movie.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So I was like, you know what? I'll just get like an Amazon Fire. It's terrible. It's god-awful. I'm not lying. Dude, because you got your Apple store.
Yeah.
Which works fine. You got all your apps.
Yeah.
The Android store is the exact same, except it might have a little more apps, but they cross over, the same apps.
Right.
The Amazon one's unique, and it sucks, and everything's third-party, and like if you want to download YouTube app, it's a
YouTube doesn't
shambled,
have an official app.
Dude, it's a shambled. Oh, I can't even. I was so fucking finished.
I'm surprised they're still fucking making those.
To see how mad Best Buy gets me. So I bought that on Amazon, obviously. Didn't work out. I was like, fuck, I'll just bite the bullet and buy a iPad.
Nice.
So I walked into Best Buy. They were $100 off. I stood there for
That's
15
cool.
minutes. Not a single person helped me. Their iPads are behind locked doors in a fucking warehouse, behind Kronos and the Dremlins that you got to beat. I was like, I'm trying to spend money here.
I know.
So you know what I did? The building was attached to a fucking Target. I walked over to Target. Yeah. Guy was right behind the desk. Had the exact same $100 off. Fucking give me one. Done. Yeah. I'm not going back to... I'm not.
I've gone to Best Buy two or three times in the past 4 or 5 years, and it's because there was something that I needed like today that Amazon didn't have like same day or next day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I need like this weird fucking USB-C 3.5 charger for this one device. I was like, I'll just go to Best Buy. Or like a random phone case or a screen protector like once in a while. But every time I walk in there, it's like half the shelves are empty.
Yeah.
They're still selling refrigerators in the corner.
What? Refrigerators, vacuums, like, and old DVDs. That's all they have.
Yeah. And how much material on disc do they still have in that store? CDs, Blu-rays.
That's the only good thing. If you find one that's still stocked a little bit, they are liquidating that shit. So it's like all 80% off.
Yeah.
I went and actually it overlaps with probably what we're going to talk about, but I bought the first Dune movie. There was a couple like big ones that I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm buying that. $3 for a goddamn Dune?
Yeah. For a Dune?
Give me a Dune.
One of the Dunes. Now there's two.
Yeah. Micro Center. Micro Center is going to be your go-to.
Yeah. Micro Center is my favorite store on the planet because they have all the weird little adapters and fucking cable ties and zip ties here and like an Ethernet to USB-A adapter. Just like random stuff.
Yeah.
Which I need all the time. And like they have audio stuff too. They got some mics, some streaming shit there. Elgato, they got the Rodecaster there and everything.
Yeah.
Makes me sad though, because Best Buy, that's where we saw KOTOR.
That was the
and
cream.
Just like randomly grabbed it. Like, what's this? It's Star Wars. What the fuck? We're at Best Buy.
The first time I saw KOTOR was in FYE at the mall. They had a demo station. You could play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time I saw it. That may not have been the day that we bought it, but I remember playing it thinking, this sucks. I'm not lying. Because it wasn't a...
that's my trigger.
It wasn't like a button mashing. Like, you couldn't go and just... Because we were used to playing Battlefront. Right. So I wanted to go and shoot and go swing a lightsaber, and I went, and I was just like, what do I press A to attack? This sucks.
Wait, no, Battlefront came out after KOTOR.
I don't care. It all sucks.
Halo, you're talking about.
Speaking of those old games, did you see what they're releasing on Switch? Search, just Google like Switch.
On Switch?
No, Switch Star Wars. Switch.
I was going to comment on the Battlefront thing and also the Dark Forces thing. Star Wars. Nintendo Switchy.
Should be a, right there, the first one, unsponsored. Heritage Pack.
Ooh.
Look at the fucking list on this bitch.
They're still making bank off of all the good games they made in 2005.
Yeah, but now it's all on one cartridge. And I'm a sucker for it. So it's got both KOTORs. It's got Pod Racer, Republic Commando, two Jedi Knights.
Yeah, Academy and Outcast and Force Unleashed.
Dude, for $50, I know that's a kind of a, like, I already own all these games. But to have them all on one thing and on the Switch,
yeah,
sold.
That's good.
That kind of makes me mad because I thought I have KOTOR, the first one, on Switch, and I thought it was like an exclusive thing. But I'm
that
still
was somewhat recent, right?
Yeah,
like a year ago.
I'm still happy that this is available.
Yeah. Well, I actually have Star Wars Racer on Switch as well.
I think I downloaded
because they brought that remaster out for not remaster, yeah, remaster for. I don't know. It was like $15 or something.
Dude, the amount of...
It's like, hell yeah, I'm buying that.
The
shit.
Amount of hours you could spend on that one cartridge is 700. Massive. The Jedi Knight series alone would be worth half that. And then the KOTOR is worth the other half. Basically, you get three games free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same way as buying Skyrim on all fucking five systems. I got Skyrim on my fucking phone. I live in Skyrim. We go outside.
Yeah. You do? I was actually thinking about buying Civilization VI again on a different platform so I could play it on either Mac or my iPad. I have it on Xbox, which it's like, obviously an RTS like that is never as good on a controller as it is on mouse and keyboard. So I was considering, yeah, getting it for the iPad. They have it on the App Store, so you can like switch between iPad, Mac, Apple TV, whatever, and just play it on whatever.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? What's the deal with Dark Forces has also been remastered, or whatever the hell it's called.
Remaster comes to console and PC. I hope they
Sorry, I forgot to pull this up, Jens.
I hope they mean more than just the first one. Like Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2 is a great game. But if you're literally talking about Dash Rendar, that game's...
And this guy?
Borderline bad. Like, yeah. Grubble Stumpston? Like, come on. Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
No.
It just says Dark Forces Remaster. Yeah, I'm not sure the first one.
I'm not going to play that.
And here's the kicker, too. Let me see what it says.
$60
It's $30, man.
$30 for a... Dude, that game should be $4 on a phone.
Because now we'll talk about the fun stuff is the Battlefront remaster, which is coming out, I think, this week, actually.
Oh, shit.
The Battlefront Classic Collection. Yeah, March 14th. So it's a couple days. I'm very excited for that.
So it's got one and two. And
this is also $30, and it's Battlefront 1 and 2 with live multiplayer servers.
Yeah. Don't buy Dark Forces
Who
for $30.
Is Dark Forces?
Don't do it, guys.
Like, was it, I get it was like one of the first like big Star Wars video games, but like, is it that beloved that they're remastering it?
Look, this is what I would say.
What would you say?
It's not the same. Like, if they fully remastered KOTOR, that would be worth $30.
They're fucking supposed to.
If they're remastering that shit game, dude, it's as bad as like the first Doom.
It is basically the first.
It's the same platform.
Chex Quest, Quake, all that stuff.
It's all bad.
Yeah. I mean, if you grew up playing that, I get how it could be nostalgic. That was a couple years before my time.
Yeah. But still, I've played through that game. I don't know if I ever beat it. I thought it, because it went through Prince Shizor's pals and everything. I think I beat the game. It
might be the second one, though, right?
No. The second one's with Kyle Katarn. That's a decent game. That's what I'm saying. If they had Dark Forces 1 and 2 for $30, I would really consider that.
Yeah.
Jedi Knight Dark Forces is a great game. I wouldn't put it as like a KOTOR level, but...
But Mopar, it's optimized for Xbox Series X and S.
That just means it sucks still.
It might not crash as much.
It might not.
As you're used to. 4K Ultra HD. I told you it was one term. I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not gonna go too hard on that. But I am excited about the Battlefront collection.
Just think.
I'm trying.
You can go. They said they were releasing it for PC and console. Go to Steam. You can buy Dark Forces for $5.
I was gonna say I did try to play it a couple years ago.
It's worth a play.
And it was.
It's not worth $30.
I didn't finish it.
It's not worth finishing.
I know. So I didn't. I stopped. I drop games very quick unless I'm like. Can I get addicted to this within 5 hours? If not, I'm out.
I think I might even be worse. If I'm not like, yeah, I give it like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And even if I'm like starting to get into it, like I'll give it some time. But if I'd spend 2 hours and I've done absolutely, that's why, what's the new star or space?
Tell me.
Space game.
Starfield.
Starfield did not grab me a single fucking bit. It didn't give me a character to give a fuck about. It didn't give me a planet to give a fuck about. It didn't give me anything. It was just like, here you are, and then there you go. And I'm like, yeah, but where the fuck am I going, and who am I doing, and what am I happening?
Todd should have said that on stage. There you are, and here you go.
And here we go.
$60, please.
$60. did you notice a lot of things are getting bumped up to standard 70?
Standard 70? Oh, games.
All games are getting...
$70.
I don't mind that really much. Games have been like $50, $60 for like 25 years. It's actually pretty impressive that they were able to keep it at $60 for so long.
Yeah, it's shocking. If you look at the inflation of what a Nintendo 64 game actually cost in today's dollars, it's like $100.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why everyone switched to the fucking pay-to-play live service Fortnite stuff. Like, give me the loot box money. Game's free, but, you know, spend $1,000 in loot boxes.
After I just got done shitting about the Dark Forces stuff... We're in a new era that remaking old games is not only profitable, but fun for a whole new generation. And
except for Dark Forces.
Just like you and I growing up, we never had that. There weren't games. Like, they weren't remaking fucking Pong for the N64. There was no reason.
Yeah, it wasn't remaking anything.
Now, if you wanted, like, little dabbles.
Sequels, maybe.
Yeah, well, like... Dr. Mario Tetris and shit like that, but it was kind of expanded upon. It wasn't just a straight remake.
Or like the Super Mario Collection.
Yeah.
Which had like the old three and then Super Mario World.
Yeah.
I remember playing that a lot.
So there's a little bit, but it's like a whole genre now that like just let's remake a game that sold a fuck ton 20 years ago.
Same with movies.
Yeah. Remakes, we're getting into that revolving door.
Well, I wonder actually, especially in the case of video games, they've only been around since the 80s. So, like, maybe we're just getting to, like, the ripe age in, like, the industry, I mean, where all that stuff is now very nostalgic and they can remake it, whereas in the 90s, video games are still brand fucking new.
They're all new. They're breaking ground. Hard to break ground. We're already, I don't want to say it's not going to evolve to a certain degree, because I don't know what type of technology is out there. But for the past 20 years, it's been pretty straightforward. The graphics have gotten better and better, which isn't groundbreaking.
The size and the number of players keep getting bigger and bigger.
But it's just more. Right. It's not a different way of playing. It's not... Like, once online playing broke out, there hasn't really been another feature.
Yeah, what are some huge moments? Like, I remember the fact that Halo was huge in itself, but then the fact that it was online multiplayer was insane.
Dude.
So, like, Halo 2 was huge.
Yeah.
A game like Skyrim, like, really kind of, you know, broke the mold on open world sandbox RPGs. I remember that. And that's why you're pissed at Starfield, because it's like, the mechanics haven't changed since then. You know what I mean? It's been 13 years. It's the same format and structure. It's the
same exact format. And that's what bothers me, that if you're going to do a copy and paste, you've got to do a story, like a nice story or something, or something unique. And I just felt like this is... It's even worse than being dumbed down.
Yeah.
I felt like it was less than that of like a Mass Effect 3. Like, I was playing it. I'm like, dude, these graphics not only aren't good, but they're bad.
It's unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate, because that stuff doesn't bother me. But as I was walking around, I'm like, dude, this is a new game, and you are 20 years behind. I don't want to call them 20. 15 years.
Well, yeah. Not. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to see a side-by-side comparison of Mass Effect 3 and Starfield.
Skyrim and Starfield. I'm sure someone's done it out there. I feel especially bad because I was talking to our buddy Dustin for a while about, you know, get an Xbox, whatever. And when Starfield was about to come out, I was like, dude, check out this game. I know you love Skyrim. I know you love space stuff. Like, get an Xbox, play Starfield. And then he committed, and then it came out, and I was like, fuck, I hate this game. Sorry, I'm not going to play it.
Was it an Xbox exclusive?
It was a Microsoft exclusive, I think. Oh. I think it still is, actually. Because they bought Bethesda.
Yeah.
So it's on Game Pass, you know.
We've got so much to talk about.
Oh, my God.
I forgot. While we're on that topic of mass RPGs.
Okay.
Whoa. That's how excited. The child in me just came up.
Okay.
Dude, that Matt... Jesus, okay. Let me take a fucking second.
I was going to say, you got to gather your words
that
here.
That fucking Fallout trailer.
Yes, thank you for reminding me.
Intense.
Thank you for reminding me. I totally would have forgot.
I know joke, because that's on Amazon, right?
Yeah, Prime Video series.
I gave up hope on all Amazon Prime shit after the Lord of the Rings thing. And I even was like okay with the Lord of the Rings thing, but I was just like, why? What is this? Again, there was like, what is this?
I don't know.
But the Fallout... grabbed me so quickly, and I don't know if it's just because it's Fallout that probably has a large part, because Fallout was something that I found by myself. No one told me to go play Fallout.
Yeah.
I started with the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I played through it and fucking loved it, and it's gotten better and better every time, minus the 76, which I've honestly never played, and I've heard they fixed it. But it was something that just... was so unique in gaming. A dark but quirky game.
Yep.
And that, they melded that together, and really what they did in that trailer was emphasize that to the extreme. Man, there was some heavy shit, but it was quirky all at the same time, and you're singing and dancing, but it's also
and
a fucking wasteland.
That classic song. That classic oldie song.
Dude, I'm so fucking
ready. I know.
I borderline teared up. I teared up, and I was like, this, I hope they don't let me down. Because this was, I'm not joking, that was one of the best trailers I've ever seen, regardless of anything. I'm choking up now.
I agree. I was shocked at how exactly it looked like the game. I've never seen an adaptation.
So
plenty of adaptations have been fine and good or whatever.
Yeah.
But they usually don't look exactly like the source material. It literally looked like everything I remember from Fallout 3.
It looks like a fan created it.
It does.
It looked like all those little tidbits and the quirks and all the stuff was there and present. And it all, like I said, it just meshed so well, just like how the game does it.
Yep.
Where you're like happy skipping along, but also you are fucking fighting for your life. And it's that blend that just keeps me
coming. You have to become a savage murderer in order to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for like the weird retro vault stuff. I'm excited for the Wasteland. I love that I can never remember the actor's name, but the guy who's the main one of the radiated dudes.
Oh, the ghouls?
Ghouls, yeah, yeah. The main ghoul, who's I'm assuming is the main villain.
I can never remember his name either.
That actor is a fucking badass. I love that he's in there. And I love that they opened the trailer with like a 50s advertisement for the vault. Perfect. I keep saying 50s, but you know, this is supposed to be like 200 years in the future.
But
or something.
It's 50s vibe, yeah. Everybody
but you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
No, it was a perfect fucking launch. Like, yeah, like I said, it's in the details.
Like we said.
You could launch the whole universe of Fallout with that 50s cartoon vibe, and then you slowly fade to what reality is now.
Yeah. What did Turkey Sandwich have to say? Fallout trailer makes me so sad because it looks so good, and it's the level of quality we should have gotten for the Halo series.
I don't know anything about the Halo series.
I've heard that it's awful. I did not watch it. But so I can't really comment.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. I hate when people just say it's awful, and not that I'm shitting on you. I'm just saying I don't know who started that.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope because, yeah. You know, we always try to defend the prequels because a couple negative things can kind of just morph into.
Yeah.
The zeitgeist now thinks that this is awful no matter what happens.
People just repeat themselves. Repeat other people, I'm sorry.
Which isn't always the case. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't
know. People will just say it sucks, and then you're like, well, did you watch it? Well, no, because it sucks. But how do you know it fucking sucks then?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of. I've beaten this dead horse into the ground, but a lot of people would maybe have seen Phantom Menace once in theaters, be like, oh, this isn't like my Star Wars that I know, and then never tried ever again. And just.
Yeah.
The narrative just keeps spinning. Like, this is horrible, horrible, horrible. I like the stills and like shots and stuff that I've seen of the Halo series don't look like the game. I will say that. You know, it just looks like any generic military stuff with like the Master Chief armor.
Yeah.
Like the armor looks pretty good. But it's not like they're on this like massive space station or whatever. Just the shots that I've seen. Obviously, I haven't watched the show. Whereas as soon as you see a minute of the trailer for Fallout 3, you're like, oh my God, that's just the game.
Yeah,
that's Bethesda the game. Could have just generated that as like a cutscene. That's what it looks like.
I would have watched it.
That's what it looks like.
See, what I've heard, so I saw a little snippet of the Halo trailer or whatever, and people were pissed that Master Chief was talking to Cortana, and he said, I just need you like to shut up, so he took his helmet off. And people were like, well, no, Cortana's in his head. You can't just leave.
Oh, right.
So they were mad that she was in the suit and not in his...
Doesn't she get put in his head like at a certain point in the storyline?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I thought that was under the first one, though. Isn't that like when she gets like uploaded?
Don't remember.
I don't remember either.
My knowledge of Halo, for as much as we played the first and second one, is...
Oh, it's very little.
Minuscule.
Yeah.
I know that there's Master Chief, and I know that there's the Covenant and the Flood, and that's all I know.
I did, on TikTok, watch a whole timeline of Halo, and it is fucking intense to the level of Mass Effect. It's generations in like... where there's like ancient civilizations that were set off and things happened. So these Halo rings were built for a certain reason. Mm-hmm. But all those aliens died. And when the humans found it, they mistook it for something else and they used it and fucked it. I mean, it was like,
yeah.
I was like, this is a lot better than I ever thought. So I wish I had more details, but
deeper than I thought too. Yeah.
I would definitely watch maybe just a YouTube video of like explanation of the Halo series. Cause it's intense. I think you would really like it.
I would. And I'm in a huge sci-fi mood right now because, Dustin finally talked me into watching Foundation on Apple TV.
Yeah.
And I blew through seasons 1 and 2 already. Season 3 is supposed to come out this year, I think, or next year. I'm addicted right now. I want to do that. I want to play Mass Effect again. I want to watch Dune. I would say I want to play Starfield, but no, unfortunately. I feel so bad, man. I was geek for that game too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, sci-fi savagery.
Fallout, man, I'm so on board with it.
And it's soon too, right? It's April. That's in like five or six weeks.
Oh, there's such a lack of Star Wars stuff.
Bad Batch is out right now.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's my fault. I haven't even fucking started it. I'm sorry, guys. Have you dabbled?
Well, I watched all of season one. I think you did too.
Yeah,
I
watched all of season two.
Oh, I didn't go through season two yet.
Isn't this the third season?
This is third and final.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think we talked about season two at all. Must have been during one of our other breaks. But I've been meaning to, and my daughter's like interested in any of the Star Wars stuff that's animated, so I thought that might be a good one. We just watch it, and she didn't know the storyline, so we just started season two.
I'm sure it's going to get pretty dark.
Yeah, it's true. Cover her eyes when people get murdered.
No, you watched season two.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because season two is when...
Fucking thing. Season one ends...
Correct me if I'm wrong.
...with the Kamino and goes to that mountain where they're practicing cloning techniques for Palpatine. That's how it ends. That's like the last scene in season one.
So the end of season one, they blow up Kamino?
Yeah.
See, I thought that was season two. Okay, maybe I am with you.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, Star Wars fans. We're bad Star Wars fans.
There's so much content. So you can't blame me. Fuck you for blaming me.
I blame myself. You know who I blame? I blame Starfield for this.
Somehow, it's Kerner's fault.
Somehow is... Kerner actually hopped randomly into our Xbox chat the other day. It's like, oh, I got to test out this new headset before Battlefront comes out. Ah.
Yeah.
Which, I'm excited for. I haven't played a game with Lord Kerner in years.
We played through... This was a couple years ago, too, but we played through Resident Evil 5. We didn't beat the game, but it was fun just kind of fucking around.
Yeah.
A game that old, it's fun to go back to and play co-op. It's honestly pretty fun.
Sometimes when I get in spooky moods, I'll try to watch like playthroughs of Resident Evil. The first one, so bad. Comically bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a classic. You know what I mean? So like, if you loved it.
What system was that on?
PlayStation 1.
Was it on N64 too? Or just PlayStation?
The second and the third were on both. Yeah, I'm pretty sure just the first one was on.
The only ones I've played is 4. I beat 4. I played maybe 50% of the way through 5. And then I played 7. Maybe 50%. Maybe.
That's another one where I screwed around with it, but I haven't really played... Like, I don't know the storyline at all, other than, like, you know, zombies.
I think game to game, they're completely different.
Well, isn't there characters that, like, continue through?
Yeah. I think like 4 and 5 are the same. They're always kind of douchey names, like Brent. They're like, Brent the ex-cop goes this way. And you're like, okay, Brent.
So I just remember how cheesy it was because this was like, they weren't advanced enough to have like good cutscenes.
Yeah.
So they made like a film where anytime they would cut in with story beats, it was like filmed with these, you know, four actors.
And actual,
like,
actors, yeah.
The worst acting you've ever seen in your life.
So I got a large taste of that with Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2. The Kyle Katarn stuff had cutscenes with an actor playing Kyle Katarn.
Chris Redfield.
See, yeah. I told you, they're douchey.
Cigarettes.
I'm a badass. Grenades. It's like if Contra just, like... That guy's face is fucking nuts. Look at the one below it, right in the middle. He's a gif. Dude, that's Ben Stiller. That's Benjamin Stiller.
Dude, I'm saving this. I love that. That's awesome. We gotta use that for something. Anyways, what were you saying? Sorry.
Something about fucking
Chris Redfield. Something about fucking.
Oh, the cutscenes in Dark Forces 2 were also played by humans.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would cut out of the big blocky characters, and then you just see like, hey! And you're like, dude, that's what they would do.
Sounds like Jedi.
The dark side guys, all the dark Jedi, they would just like kind of wiggle. There was this, my Star Wars. I haven't talked Star Wars in so long.
I know. I'm forgetting all the lore.
What
that
the
I know.
Fuck's Bib Fortuna? He's a
Twi'lek.
Twi'lek. I wanted to say Tortuga. but there's this like Twi'lek.
That's the pirate city.
Yeah. And there's just like, he just kind of dances. He's like, Kyle.
Yeah.
What? Also, a fucking guy's name is Kyle in Star Wars.
That is pretty ridiculous.
Hey, Kevin.
Cal is a good one. Cal fits, you know? Cal Kestis.
Star Wars, what the names do so well is like, they're close, but they're obviously different.
Yeah.
Like Cal. You're like almost to a name.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Well, Cal, yeah, Cal's a nickname though.
No, it's not.
Like a real person's nickname. What's the full version of Cal though?
Calvin?
Calvin?
Calvin, yeah. I guess Cal. Calvin.
There you go. Calvin McAllister.
Calvin and Hobbs.
You got Ethan in the chat. He loves Resident Evil. Especially GameCube era.
Go to Resident Evil 4. See what...
I know that's like the, you know, the tried and true. That's the best one of the series. At least that's what I hear.
Yeah. See Douchebag McQueen?
I did try to play this on GameCube, actually, now that I'm seeing the stills. I don't think I got very far. It was really, really hard. I was never good at these games. They just feel clunky. I mean, I don't know how like the fifth and the seventh one felt for you, but like they just feel clunky.
Oh, the fourth one is very clunky.
Like I feel like you're like just jittering around and you have to like, you can't, there's no like crosshair or anything. You just have to like kind of.
No, the fourth one's the same where like you can't run. You can't fucking run.
Don't you have to get an item to be able to run?
I don't remember. Dude, I just remember like it's clunky.
Oh, sorry guys, I didn't have a sub for you.
It's clunky, but it adds to the.
This is great.
Stress of the game. Dude, there's some terrifying fuckers in that game, the fourth one. Now, I didn't play the remastered one. I played the original.
Yeah.
And it was rough. It was scary, man. Even with the blocky, you know, bad graphics. Dude.
Yeah, the jump scares and stuff will still get you.
You're on edge the whole fucking time. And when you're running from demons in a fucking sewage pipe, you're like,
oh,
this
yeah.
sucks.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, we used to, I try to, you know, get scared back in the day. We'd turn on the PlayStation 1, try to play the original and turn all the lights off and just try to get scared. Like, even if I can't beat it, you know, just want the experience. It definitely is a vibe, that's for sure.
Look up characters. Resident Evil 4 characters.
Her? Who's this?
Oh, that's...
This guy looks cool. video game characters are so funny. Wait, you're trying to remember, like, a specific person?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the main guy, like, who you play as. I forget his name.
Yeah, Direwolf over here, dude. Well, how about,
Mark. His name's Mark.
Brandanowitz. Are you going to dive into Elden Ring at all, sir?
I will eventually. Like I said, we're just kind of chilling on Minecraft still.
It's good, dude.
I would have dropped Minecraft, but I'm in a brand new area, and it's fucking me up, and it's fun.
They added like an expansion like a year ago, right? It's like
didn't know
caves and mines or something like that.
Yeah,
the whole thing's mines.
I actually found like an ancient city, and it's pretty crazy.
Fucking A. I can't type. Minecraft expansion.
Look up Minecraft expansion and then put like Warden. I've never played
Dungeons expansion.
No, I've never played Dungeons. That's a separate game.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Just put Minecraft Warden. That fucking demon Warden dude that shouts you into oblivion. Dude, he rises up. So there's little so those blocks that he's standing by.
Blocks.
So the one, you see the candle to the left?
Yeah.
And above the candle, there's a special what? And it's got like tentacles that wave. If you walk loudly, those tentacles will send a sound wave to other tentacles.
Oh, yeah.
And if it strings long enough, it'll get to an egg where this thing spawns. Jeez. And screams, and then it just comes flying at you. Dude, not only that, so you have to crawl everywhere, but even if it's lit, all the lights go dark. And then you just hear this thing fucking banshee screaming. You're like, oh, fuck.
I did not know any of this stuff was part of Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking...
I hear you talking about it.
It's intense. That's why it's like fun. So I'm dancing around these... So essentially what I'm doing is I found this ancient city covered in these blocks that are infested by, you know, these things.
Damn.
So I'm cleaning up the city, cleaning up all those blocks that talk to each other. All
right, Batman.
And then all those, the portal things that they spawn in, if you literally crawl up to them, you can just like chop them and break them up. But there's like 100 of them in this ancient city. So I'm slowly clearing out everything, but it's fucked.
Sounds like it.
It's fun. It's fun. It's like, it says like, a supersonic beam annihilated your bones, and that's how you die.
And are you... So obviously, you're on survival mode because there's enemies.
Yeah.
When you die, I can't remember how it respawns you. Do you lose all your shit?
You lose everything that was on you. You respawn back to the last bed you slept in.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And can you go back and like pick up all your items?
If they're still there, yeah.
They disappear sometimes?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you... Like, last time I was running from him and I fell into a fucking lava pit. So all my shit fell into the pit and burned up.
You can't get it back, yeah.
Which sucks.
It does suck.
But in that ancient city, as I'm clearing the shit out, like, there's a bunch of diamond. So I have like, full diamond armor, diamond pickaxe and all this shit. But when I die, all that shit explodes. And I'm like, it was all my fucking diamond that I just worked so hard.
Wait, the armor that's on you explodes too?
Everything.
That you're wearing?
When you respawn, you have nothing.
Oh, shit. I thought maybe, like, you kept your... Like your clothes.
No, everything's gone. You start back to square
naked
one.
Naked like the Terminator in time travel.
That's why I've been going back down naked, just chipping away at this shit. Fuck it.
That's what an Elden Ring character looks like, naked with a loincloth and a fucking pickaxe.
That's what I'm doing.
Hammering away at the wall.
Because at that point, it doesn't matter if I die. I'm still breaking up the blocks and cleaning the shit up. And if I wake one of those things up, I just try to run and he fucks me up. Whatever.
You know, the more you talk about it, the more I'm seeing similarities to Elden Ring and Souls. Because we do that in Dark Souls too, or whatever. You know, it's like, I just need to get this fucking weapon. I already lost all my souls. I'm just going in guns blazing.
Why not?
Just sprint through everything, try to run past people, and try to grab like a colossal weapon.
The funny thing is, so when I first started coming across those wiggly worms, I didn't know what they were. And I kept seeing that, like, the little sonic waves going between them. I'm like, oh, they're talking to each other. That's kind of cool.
And they don't, like, there's no instructions or anything.
No,
right?
I just stumbled across stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I was walking all over, they're called receptors or something like that. But I didn't see, like, the spawning egg.
Like general groups?
The spawning egg.
Yeah.
So I was, like, walking around these receptors and they weren't hurting me or nothing. They were talking to each other, but nothing within was in distance wise. When I went deeper, then I heard the banshee scream, and then this thing, I mean, the whole, like, screen starts shaking, and the thing fucking rises up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I literally had to Google it. I was like, why am I dead?
Why? Who killed me? Who destroyed me?
Why is this?
I don't know. I kind of feel like that would... the reason when I did play Minecraft, it was, like, nice to just build shit. Like, well, I feel like I'm virtual Legos over here, but, like, I don't know if I would like it as much if I have to, like, fend for myself.
You don't have to. I could go the other fucking way and ignore the whole area. That's fine.
That's true.
It's not like that's covered everywhere. You could go a completely different direction.
And never see it.
Yeah, and never see it.
Well, you seem to keep coming across all the cool bosses, though. So
it's good. It's fun. That's why I like the exploration of that game. I do like... the house building aspects where I like go find a bunch of iron and bring it back and make update my stuff and, you know, do the livestock shit outside and
make a list.
Yeah, check it twice.
Do my quests. Naughty and nice.
So I enjoy it. And if I wanted to relax, I could go the other way and just mine some shit and be fun. Whatever.
It could be fun.
But I like that shit where it's like, all right. Because then I have like a checklist of I need to fuck all these egg portals. I'm going to kill them all.
Put my penis in the egg.
That way I can go down there and fuck a Martian.
All right, Jay and Silent Bob. You know, actually, now that you're saying that, I haven't started a brand new game and experienced it for the first time in a while.
I tried
Starfield, and I was like, nah, not into that. I was playing Overwatch for a long time. Obviously, I already knew that.
What about Jedi Survivor?
Well, I only played the first 20 minutes.
Oh, you never played the game at all still?
No.
Man, you're terrible.
I still haven't played it.
It's good. I still haven't beat it.
And now I'm on to Elden Ring.
So I'm no better, but...
Well, the nice thing I do love about Elden Ring, though, is, like, even though I had never beat the final boss, but I did get 99% complete.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of stuff that I do not remember at all, because the game is huge. It's massive.
See, I stopped at Millennia.
Yeah, but when did you come across Millennia?
In the big fucking Erd Tree.
No, I know, but, like, there's a lot of stuff that you can... You can do it right when you find it, or you can always, like, come back to the area. You know what I mean?
The whole map's... I've done the whole map.
And you got, like, the fire giant and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you get to, like, Godfrey and Radagon and, the final giant Elden Beast fucking lightning creature?
Was that the celestial one that threw fucking asteroids at you in a hole? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No asteroids. It's all
that's
holy
the one that
magic.
You tried to help yellow. Me with, and you're like, "Fuck, I don't know what this is." Like, this thing's radical.
Oh, like, it looks like a fucking scorpion. I actually just came across that, and it fucking obliterated me.
Oh, my God. It took me, like, a week. I kept trying and trying and trying.
Yeah, the astral beast or whatever the hell.
That thing was fucked.
It was fucked, yeah. Those things are so annoying. There's some bosses that I'm like, they're hard, but I better understand how they move, so it's easy for me. And there's other ones, like a giant dragon or a giant beast. I'm like, I can't. How am I supposed to do anything? It takes up the whole room.
Yeah.
Every time it moves, it knocks me over. Like, yeah. I cannot make my way around those, like, gigantic bosses like that.
There was a lightning dragon on the floating dragon city.
Oh, yeah, like the red lightning dragons.
The red lightning dragons always fucked me up.
Skipped all of them, dude.
I only beat one of them, and it was because it was glitching. It, like, got stuck in a wall, and I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck. I'm just going to slice your tail for 20 minutes and win.
So hard. It's so hard sometimes. So, yeah, I mean, sounds like you got almost all the way through.
I'm in the last tree, and like I said, the whole map I discovered.
Like, you got up the Erd tree?
I'm in Melania in the Erd tree.
That's the other tree. There's two trees.
Oh, maybe I'm like 80% of the way through.
Yeah, well, close enough.
Wait, the first one that burns? The first one...
Chick sets it on fire. But if you're meeting... I'm thinking... all the M's, all the names sound the same. The girl with the crazy fucking sword slashing?
Yeah.
So that's a second Erd tree that's all scarlet rotted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different tree. That's not like the main Erd tree.
The girl that heals every time she stabs you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I gave up.
Blade of Mikala. Bitch.
I hate her.
Melania, Mikala, Marika, Melina.
Some of them were fairly easy. The ones on horses I always found easy, except for that fucker. Before there was one that was like a brick path, and it turned up to the left, and there was a guy on a horse.
Black horse, black knight.
I think it was gold.
Okay.
But it was right before a boss, and I couldn't even get to the fucking boss.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Kept fucking me up, and then when he finally really beat him, the boss was easy. I was like, dude, what the fuck was that?
See, Malaketh, who was after him, is one of the few bosses that I couldn't beat by myself. I usually try to do a couple rounds by myself before I, you know, start summoning help or whatever. I could not beat him alone.
Yeah.
I had to call in favors.
Sometimes you do.
It's fucking hard. It's fun, though. Yeah, like I said, I played it before, so it's not a brand new game, quote unquote. But there's so much of it that I either don't remember or didn't see the first time that it's like a fresh playthrough. So it's fun. It's also been like 2 years, so.
Turkey Sandwich said, Savior, actually. Haha, you said Savior, you dumb bitch. It's just Star Wars Elden Ring. Yeah. It's very similar. I like the targeting. That should be kind of the basic. I feel like Fable. Well, maybe even KOTOR.
I never played Fable, but I always thought it was... The more I play Dark Souls games, the more it reminds me of Zelda. Especially Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, the walking around your enemy type deal.
Great, great system. So, I don't know. Jedi Survivor, I'll get to it. I'll get in there.
That game's great. That game's fucking great. That game made me care right off the fucking bat.
That's good.
That game wasn't just a rehash of the first one. That game went to new worlds and familiar worlds and blended them extremely well. That game...
What other game do you have in mind?
That game was action packed.
As opposed to,
I'm just saying the cutscenes were fucking movie like phenomenal. Yeah. The cutscenes in the fucking video game, and I'm like, dude, I care. I'm listening to every word that these characters are saying because I care. You made me care.
See, that's what I haven't gotten in a game in a while. I need to find one because Elden, you have to really try to find the story. I just go in and start beating shit up, whatever. And like Overwatch, I don't play the story mission, so whatever. So like I haven't gotten a good story-driven game in a long, long time. That's why I was thinking about firing Mass Effect up again after all these years.
I wouldn't blame you. See, I actually, when the Legendary one came out, I restarted it, and I didn't even beat the first one. I got like 80% of the way through, and I just kind of dropped it.
Yeah,
I think partly because I was like, the second one's my least favorite, and I was like... Is it worth going? Like, maybe I'll just skip to 3. But then you have to play 2. It's all part of it, you know?
It's all part of the plan. Yeah, I wanted to get a character going through all 3 of them again, like I did once upon a time.
I've never done FemShep.
Ever?
Ever.
In any of your playthroughs ever?
No.
Wow.
Revan, 70% of the time I was Femrev.
Riffin?
I was, especially Darkseid. Whenever I did Darkseid, most of the time I was a female. Mass Effect was the opposite. I always played male Shepard.
Both voice actors are great, so it's cool. That was such a great way that they structured that. It's like you can create whatever character you want, but it's going to have the same voice. So that way it's fully animated. You have their voice throughout the entire game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you can customize exactly what your character looks like. As opposed to, you know, KOTOR. Obviously, I know it was 2003, but like you're just reading the whole time.
Yeah, like the fact Final that you Fantasy didn't stuff. The fact that you didn't talk kind of bothered me in KOTOR. It's the last thing on my.
It didn't at the time.
It's the last
because I didn't know any better. But it does now. It makes it hard to go back and play sometimes. Until the fucking remake comes out,
it's not going to happen. They're relaunching it again on Switch, and we just got excited about that.
I'm always excited about it, but I'm also pissed about it.
I'm not going to lie.
I have to hold those two emotions hand in hand.
It's gotten to the point where I feel like the KOTOR as it sits, it's aged.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's to the point where I have trouble going back and playing it, even though I enjoy it and still one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
It's gotten to that point where you are so far out, where it's over 20 years old, guys.
Yep.
So when I go back and I'm like, oh, this is limiting.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm there too. I do every once in a while. I get the itch and I'm like, yeah, KOTOR's fired up. And then halfway through Terrace, I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't care about the fucking crime ring.
As long as you make it off Terrace, that's your key. Terrace is actually decent. It's a lot better than I would have said like 20 years ago. But it's still like, dude, when the fuck, where the fuck's Davik? Like, where?
Yeah, but then my trap is I always go to Tatooine first after my Jedi training. Then I'm like, I'm on Tatooine again. Why did I do this? I'm turning this off.
Yeah.
Always.
I don't think I've ever done a gameplay where you go to Dantooine first.
You always go to Dantooine first.
Or, sorry.
That's where the rebel base is. It's on Dantooine.
I usually do Kashyyyk or...
What?
Or Tatooine first,
yeah. Manon, and then what's the other one?
Corbin.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever done Corbin as a Jedi.
Go dark side and go Corbin first.
You do light side and go to Corban first, because then you don't even have that, hey, bitch, I'm Revan in your back pocket. You're just walking around like, I'll fuck a Jedi, bitch. You're like, Jesus, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to get all the dark side powers early. Exactly.
Dude, Death Force. Force lightning. Dude, insanity and lightning. Oh, I would just be, I'd be alternating. That's crazy, what my character would do.
They're just like, they can't move. They're just doing this over and over again.
So literally he's doing Force, boo. And then he's just shocking you. Boo.
Speaking of KOTOR, actually, this is not sci-fi related, but Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
It's like 100% perfect rated game.
Yeah, I've never.
And it's set up the same way, where it's like built off of the D&D rules. So like you're actually like rolling, like you're setting your thing up with modifiers and like you attack and it rolls for you to like see what like outcome you get. I've heard it's like, that sounds like it would be a clusterfuck, but it's executed perfectly, and it's an amazing game. That's what I've seen. IGN gave like a 9.8 or something.
That plus...
something gnarly like that.
Yeah. That plus the RPG is a fucking winning formula.
Yeah, dude.
Look at that. People are pissed.
Everyone's pissed about everything.
10 out of 10.
Maybe they did give it like a full 10. Come on, just tell me the rating.
Masterpiece.
Wow. I don't know why I thought it was like just under. I'm also not showing you guys this. I apologize.
Tactical RPG combat and a good story. Look what happens when you just have...
good things.
Good things.
Just do the good stuff that you want to do it.
But the story... like, okay, guys, I get the action stuff. It's all fun, the you know, first-person shooters. But if you... aren't playing a first-person shooter, you better fucking have a story.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm missing right now. I mean, if I wasn't able to watch lore videos, I wouldn't understand what's going on in Elden Ring.
No idea. No fucking idea.
I still only have
that's
half an
still
idea.
The biggest downfall of those games is I'm fucking how many hours in and I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
People, oh, tarnished. I'm like, I guess. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm polished, bitch.
I'm yes, copper. I'm shiny.
Even the NPC quest lines, like, you know, I'm in party chat with Travis. She's like, oh, did you meet that one NPC? And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I've never paid attention to a single name.
Do you know this other NPC? Oh, I killed him by accident. Sorry.
Yeah.
Going around slashing everything in sight. Oh, man.
Actually, thank you, Turkey Sandwich.
What is Turkey Sandwich talking about?
Titanfall 2. That was... I rolled the dice with Titanfall 2 because I never played the first one, and it was a fucking great game. That was a surprising one.
Well, that's the team that made Fallen Order and Survivor, I think.
Oh, really?
I think it's the same dev team, yeah.
Well, look at that. Makes sense. Yeah, Titanfall 2 was great.
They make good stuff, man.
That was just fun, and I think that's where Jedi Survivor, like, put Star Wars aside, all of it. Jedi Survivor's just fun to play.
Yeah.
The puzzle aspects are fun. And it got a little old in the first one.
Yeah, I was going to say, the puzzle stuff pissed me off.
And if you're not into puzzles, the second one's going to be a similar way, but they do it. It's just, it's next level. It's just a step above the first one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Phantom Menace is coming back to theaters. You excited for that?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember seeing it the first time, so.
I mean, I know that I did see it. Do I remember exactly how I felt in the theater at the time? No, because I was 10, 11.
I don't know. I don't get people that remember that shit.
I just know I went to see it.
I was just talking. I don't remember seeing a single fucking film in my entire life outside of like episode 7 and 8.
And Rogue One Superbad. And Solo.
Those are like my 5 movies that I remember seeing in theaters. I don't...
Really?
I saw 1917, or what's the...
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
That was fucking sweet.
Outside of that? You're asking me, what did I see in 20 years ago? What the fuck are you talking about? No clue.
It's one of those things where it's like, I couldn't list off movies that I've seen outside of like the last couple of years and Star Wars. But if you started giving me movies, I'd be like, oh yeah, I did see that. I didn't see that. Whatever. Like recently, I saw Oppenheimer in theaters.
Okay. I didn't see that. I know.
Saw the Marvels.
You saw the Marvels in theaters?
Yeah. Went for my cousin's birthday.
I have no idea what the last movie I saw in theaters was.
Oppenheimer was mine. But even that, I need to go to the theaters.
I saw Dune in theaters.
Oh, you did? I've heard the IMAX is fucking astounding.
Not the second one. I saw Dune, the first one.
Oh, the second one. I thought that's what you're talking about. Sorry. I thought for some reason... Why did I think that was released during COVID and it was only on HBO Max. I'm totally wrong. I didn't even see it.
No, look
I'm
at
just
that.
Making that up.
You might be proving me wrong.
I'm just making it up, man.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, that was early
October
COVID.
Of 2021. Yeah, I guess it was.
I don't remember where I saw it. It must have been in Columbus somewhere.
Yeah. I did start this. But I was like not paying attention and it was very late and I was like, it's 3 hours long and I need to pay attention. It's like, it was giving me very Game of Thrones vibes with like, you know, royal house shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The leader and you got to inherit this and like know your power and fucking take over and the kid's got some mysterious sightseeing ability, whatever the fuck. But I was definitely interested. I just need to like sit down and just give it 3 hours and straight.
I think Turkey Sandwich was just laughing about how great Dune is and how in depth the whole thing is and how like spacey it is and the main character's name is Paul. You're like, oh, man, almost at it.
Main character in Foundation's name is Harry. But it's spacey. It's spelled H-A-R-I.
Harry. Your hands are freezing.
Harry Seldon.
finished. Cool, man. Succession. Since we last recorded.
Nice. I dig that. What do you think?
I wasn't mad at it.
Just tragic.
The
just a big old tragedy with some funny jokes.
The end, yeah, it was tragic. I was... Part of me, like, is happy there wasn't, like, a big event that it ended with. Even though there was, like, a lot of turmoil at the end. And they kind of built it up with the big business deal and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, they all just kind of went... different directions, and they didn't explain anything. Very opposite of Game of Thrones, where everybody got their, like, 15 minutes of and explained where everybody went. This one was just like...
That's why one of them ended good and one of them didn't.
Well, this one was just like... I don't want to... But, like, the business deal, this happened. And then they all just go, fuck! And then it just ends. And you're like...
Right.
What? I want more!
Like, I always want more, yeah. That's the problem. I think, in reflection... I think it ended perfectly. In the moment, that build up, the last like two episodes, they really had me on Team Kendall. I was like, he's got it. He came around.
Yeah.
He's going to take it over. He's going to do it. And then like, as Shiv started to unravel it in the boardroom, I was like, no, what the fuck? This is going to be awful. What the hell? And then it happened. And I'm like, was just like thinking about it. I was like, man, yeah, that's the only way it could have went.
No, I disagree. I'm still Team Kendall.
Still?
I know.
He's self-destructive.
I know he's a self-destructive psychopath, but he's a self-destructive psychopath because his fucking sister turned on him at the last second. And I think, I don't know why I'm getting very violent right now. I think if she would have just went with it, they could have made it work, and it would have worked, and they could have all just been happy. But for whatever reason, she needed to fuck everything up because she felt like she was getting the short end of the stick the whole time, even though they're all billionaires and I want to murder them all. Shitty people.
I, like I said, leading up to that finale, that's how I did feel about Kendall.
Fucking Tom.
But I think she didn't do it necessarily because she was pissed that she wasn't going to be named CEO. I think Kendall sweet-talked them into, like, I'm the guy. I'm the one. We got this, right? And then as things start to happen, she realizes, like, he's not as good as his dad, and he's out of... Like, he's a psycho. Like, he's in his high moment where everything's going well, but a week from now, he's going to get a call from his ex-wife, and then he's going to spiral down, and he's gonna, every time he has a depressive episode, he's going to tank the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I think she finally realized that at the last minute. And she definitely didn't do it for her own benefit because her and Tom obviously hate each other.
You know, the issue is it's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
Because if she lets it happen, he's going to spiral. But then she's making it spiral by turning it down.
Exactly.
So it's going to spiral regardless. But in my point of view, or my opinion,
Shiv is evil.
They could have at least spiraled together. Instead, she needed to be... a backstabbing bitch at the end. I felt like they did Shiv wrong.
Really?
Let me see this.
It's fresher in your mind than mine, by the way.
So. I think Shiv fucked her own shit over because she started dilly-dallying with the competition.
Yeah.
And she got caught and then acted like, that's what everybody would have done. And
That's right. She thought she could play...
both sides.
Homeboy.
And she got called out by...
Because she's not as good as she thought she was, yeah.
That pissed me off because I'm like, look, you fucked it all up.
Exactly.
And then are continuing to fuck it up. Right. And now you're mad because your brother's going to get CEO. So you're going to fuck it up. What are you doing, Shiv? I just wanted to be like, what are you doing?
I felt that way in the moment, like I said. Yeah.
Even though she might have been right decision-wise, she fucked up the whole last season. I was like, all right. But yeah.
I think though
the fact that I get this passionate, it's still,
I wish it's I like, could you know. Analyze Star Wars at this level in current times.
Shots fired.
Maybe I need to play Survivor. I don't know how much happens in this story wise. What was I gonna say? I feel like even though it is not a direct child that took over the company, the fact that it's gonna continue on and be successful is a better legacy for Logan, who started the company. So I think in retrospect, like, you know, he wasn't able to leave it to one of his kids, but at least the company's not just going to like implode and go bankrupt
but
and
it
get
could,
split up or
right?
whatever. I mean, there's not going to be a sequel, so I guess I don't really know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
There's the tragedy was a fun ride. Of the three kids, man. Yeah, it was a fun ride, dude. Yeah, I was that when they... it was like episode 4 or something when he died. Just I thought that was going to be like the last episode or like the last two episodes. And when he died, all of a sudden, episode like 3 or 4, I was like, oh, God.
It was smart of them, though, because that
very, yeah.
What we always get is that death or the big thing to happen, like the yeah. last episode or the last or second to last episode. So exactly. then you're picking up the pieces. Exactly. We were able to have it a half series.
Fuck, man, it's really good. When's the next Star Wars thing coming out?
I don't fucking know, dude. Acolyte was supposed to be like 3 years ago.
Yeah, when is Acolyte coming out?
Can I shit on Star Wars real quick?
That's the only reason we're here.
So this year, 2024. Acolyte.
Scheduled for June 5th.
That's not too far away, fellas and gents.
I thought I heard it got pushed-y-wushties.
I just said fellas and gents.
You know our demographic, I reckon. The other thing I was going to bring up, sorry, before you shit on Star
yeah,
Wars,
go ahead.
Is just remembering when the
oh, June.
House of the Dragon comes
June.
Back.
June.
Also in June. They're going to fight. Didn't it release alongside a Star Wars film in season one, too? Or a Star Wars show, I mean?
No, I think it
wasn't
overlapped.
It neck and neck with Kenobi or something?
I thought it overlapped with the Lord of the Rings show. We had to pick one or the other.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
I could be wrong, though.
And now it's going to be neck and neck with Acolyte. June's going to be busy.
June's a busy bitch.
All right, shit on Star Wars.
The series, I was just kind of deep diving in my own fucking brain, and I was like, why is it hard to be in a Star Wars mood right now? And I was really trying to just pick away at it. And what I came up with was the series really shoots the fandom in the foot. Because it happens all at home. You watch it whenever you get a chance.
Like
I watch
for us
it
to be
whenever
excited about it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you watch it whenever you get a chance, I watch it whenever I get a chance, but we don't ever watch it together. And I feel like that's a large part of the Star Wars fandom is going to the theaters and watching your favorite thing with other people that love that thing.
It was for
and
a
they
while.
All yeah. bring their own little spices and stuff. Like some dude will show up in a fucking Vader thing, and then some other people. Yeah. I mean, it's just like fun, and you all get to talk and yell at each other about different shit.
Exactly.
We lose all of that with the series, regardless. Like Andor was great and everything, but and I only watched one episode of an entire of all the Star Wars series. One single episode. Of Andor, actually. I watched it with Zale. And it was actually really fucking fun.
Yeah.
Because he was pointing out stuff I wasn't paying attention to.
Yeah,
and I was pointing...
Yeah.
And it was so nice. And actually, it was such a great... It was such great timing because it was the big heist episode that was like... Episode 4 in Andor.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
it
yeah.
had like the asteroid show or the...
I know what you're
Shooting
talking about.
Stars show. Yep. And yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But the big heist.
3, 4. It was episode 6, I think.
No, I think it was earlier than that. 6, they were already in jail. I think it was episode 4. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
And then it ended with the guy saying, hey, we could just steal all this shit. And Andor,
yeah,
Cassie shoots
yeah, yeah, yeah.
him and all. I mean, they're such. Oh, but I'm like, dude, that was so perfect because I watched one of the greatest episodes of one of the greatest Star Wars shows with a buddy. And yep. it was like, that's what I was missing.
I
and then I go back and I'm like, I'm trying to get through these fucking pterodactyl scenes with Mando 3. but no joke.
It'd be easier to get through with the...
Even if you were there, it would have been like, dude, this sucks. I know,
at least
whatever.
We're,
at
least it's we're sucking free. Together. Yeah.
But I really do think it takes a large part of the fandom out of its habitat. Like that's
I think so too, yeah. Solely it's, online discourse is not that good.
It's hard. It's hard to get that. Hyped.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens is when you get people together, not only are they going to jump on board with hate, not hating different stuff, but they'll do the same the other way where they'll be like, oh, yeah. okay. I didn't even realize that about Boba Fett season 3 or what. I mean, sorry, the Boba Fett series.
Right.
Maybe I should watch it again or maybe, you know, whatever. But we don't get any of that. And you guys probably rely on us. And it's like, I fucking watched
it. I didn't watch it.
I watched... half of it, you know, eating dinner, and I'm like, I don't fucking know. I wasn't 100% there.
We saw one of the episodes of Boba Fett when we were on that
I think you're right.
little retreat.
Episode 6, The Eye. I think you're right.
I just remember because they went in three, like, they had like a 3-episode arc and then 3-episode arc.
Mm, okay.
And then 2 and 2. I agree with you 100%. And I know, obviously, it was important to us because after episode 7 came out, we started doing those events. and it was like the most fun we've ever had on the show, for sure.
Yeah.
Is like brewing a special beer. All of our buddies are there. We're fucking listening to Star Wars music.
Watching Star Wars.
The 501st is there in full on gear. And we get to see it for the very first time all together. No spoilers.
But we're all theorizing together. What if this happens?
The excitement. And then we get out. We're like, I can't believe they fucking did that. Like,
Ren goes, what if fucking Darth Maul shows up? And then fucking Darth Maul shows up.
Still
you're like,
hilarious. Ah. Yeah, I know. The artists were there, man. Yeah, it was so fun. So we missed that. But, you know what we could do? We did this for the final season of Game of Thrones? Or was it season 7? But we did at least for the premiere. I know we had like a tiny little watch party with our buddies for the premiere of season 7 of Game of Thrones.
Can you rent out a movie theater and stream? Stream series?
I think it depends on the theater and what they'll let you do.
Dude, we should look into that and just be like...
Well, I was actually talking to our buddy Steve at Revenge of the 90s about that for some potential upcoming 90s, not 90s movies, obviously, because we're not in the 90s anymore, but potential, like, I don't know what the next Star Wars movie is going to be. Like, I'm guessing it's next Christmas of 25, but I could be a year off.
My eyes rolled so hard. Fucking hard right there.
But the Phantom Menace, like, anniversary thing is coming out in May. So, yeah. That's something. And when Acolyte comes out, we could do, like, a little thing for the first episode. I'm assuming it'll release weekly. So, like, you know, the show premiere partay.
You could almost try to lump, like, let's say Acolyte's 10 episodes. Lump 2 episodes together and rent out a thing and watch them back to back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wait a couple weeks and then do the same thing.
Yeah.
So maybe we could try to do that. But I don't know legally if you can.
Is that legal?
Well, obviously, like, we can't sell tickets to go stream something on Disney Plus.
Sell merch, though. Yeah, it's a weird web of, like, you know, what the theater will let you do, how much Kathy knows about what we're doing.
Just don't invite her.
Don't tell Kathleen, everyone. maybe it's Filoni we have to worry about now.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that either.
We did, actually. That was our last episode before the break. Was him becoming CCO.
Chief.
Creative orangutan. That's a good move.
The dangutangs are back, man.
It's a good move, man.
It's one of the craziest animals I have ever seen.
Orangutan?
An orange Goliath of a monkey. They're with flat faces. They're one of the craziest animals. You know how big they are?
No, I've never seen one in person, but all I can think of is the orangutan from...
look at the one with the fucking chins.
Donkey Kong. One of his uncle or something was a giant orangutan. God damn it. Give me the...
Look up giant. Just search giant orangutan.
Giant?
I always say it. Yeah. Because I think that there might be a special species that are extra large, and they might literally just be called the giant. Dude,
that's from Jungle Book.
Look at that one. That's like that looks like a small one. Look at the drawn picture there.
This one?
Yeah.
Wait, is that drawn?
Yeah, that's art.
I want to see one. Standing next to like a person or something.
Just do a size comparison or something. How did we get here?
Because there's no fucking Star Wars movies. We're talking about orangutans. What do you want?
I don't care. Those things are massive. Like, you think a bear's big? That's the size of a large bear.
Yeah, it's intense, dude. Oh, here you go.
That is 600 pound ape.
That could be like a... I don't know what the fuck that is. That could be like Jim Henson and one of his puppets. For all I know. Yeah, they are huge, man.
Like a silverback gorilla you'd be terrified of. And look at the fucking orangutan behind it. I always say orangutan, like there's a G at the end, but I
do too. I was like trying really hard to correct myself just now when we were talking about it. Orangutan from Donkey Kong. Yeah, I just remember this guy right here.
What? That's one series. I think I've played one of the very first ones, and that was it. I've never played any of the other ones.
I was really obsessed with it for a little bit. I played the second one on Super Nintendo, and then Donkey Kong 64 for N64.
See, I never played that, or Diddy Kong Racing. I've never played.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other ones I've never played was the Oh, now my mind's going to go. Banjo-Kazooie. I've never played.
Oh, I love Banjo-Kazooie.
I've never played those. And I feel like those are so old that it probably wouldn't be great to try to go back. The same as the Zeldas.
Game Pass, though.
The Zeldas, like the Ocarina of Time and the Majora's, I've never played those. And I don't think they'd be worth going back.
Actually, I wonder if that's another one. I wonder if they've done the remaster for Ocarina of Time remaster. Because that's what's one. Nintendo is like very picky about it. Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. Nintendo's very picky about how they roll those out. So they have not done a remaster of Ocarina of Time. But
is it Nintendo themselves that makes those games? Is it owned and like produced by them?
I'm pretty sure.
Or is it a third party that makes them, but they own the licensing?
Let's see. Yeah, Nintendo.
So they're the developer and the publisher.
And the publisher. So they have a couple things that are like theirs. Well, like Pokemon is a Game Freak.
Yeah.
But Nintendo publishes.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's certain things like Mario obviously is like straight up Nintendo.
Yeah, it's 100% theirs. They Hell make yeah. it, they produce it, they sell it.
They do.
You play it on their shit.
Speaking of, we're just going all over the place. That's fine. They announced a big renovation expansion coming to Universal Studios in Orlando.
You and I are on the same fucking page today.
They're going to add a third Harry Potter area and a Nintendo World and How to Train Your Dragon, whatever, and then something else that I've never heard of.
The Harry Potter World
is already fucking awesome.
Great.
It is.
I had some butterbeer. Yeah, frozen butterbeer. It was like the most glorious creamsicle fucking float thing that I've ever had.
It was awesome.
It was so good. And we had it in this like
Gringotts Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome. Since we recorded last time, I went to Star Wars
that's
Park.
Right. That's right. We haven't talked about that yet. I mean, we talked about it on the side, but it's, yeah, there's no comparison.
It's
everything.
It's as magical as they would want it to be.
Yep.
You walk up and you're fucking there. You're fucking there.
It is.
You walk into the goddamn shop and you want to buy some t-shirts. There's a fucking droid selling you the t-shirts. You walk into the fucking bar and there's droid parts all around you. You walk outside and there's a fucking falcon staring you. And then Rey, her tits are out. It's great.
I didn't see that part. She must have been off duty.
It's one of the back bars. But then I caught Kylo coming out with his officer screaming at you. And I got heckled, and it was fucking hilarious. Because this guy up on stage, you know, the First Order screaming off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're a fucking prisoner. For the fucking all this shit.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
But he's up there screaming, you know.
I hit the wrong one.
About Kylo. And I yelled, boo. And he said something like, oh, someone sounds fucking poor or pathetic or something. I'm like, God damn it. You killed me.
Rebel scum.
Yeah, it was perfect. It really was. And I had some, I bought some blue milk.
Yep.
Butterbeer
was better than the blue milk.
I agree. I actually, blue milk. So there was a blue milk and you can get the green milk.
Yeah.
They were both good. I oddly liked the blue one a little better because it was a little different.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, I get the flavor wasn't the best, but just because it was different, I was like, I like it better.
It's just a little different.
It's a little different. I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, I don't know what this tastes like. It's like a bit of magic in childhood, so that's why I'm buying it.
The whole place is magic in childhood.
Also, the way... So the...
I love Disney, dude. I do.
The way that you get onto the Rise of Resistance...
Yep.
And you're outside and you walk by that Z-95 Headhunter, or maybe it was the Resistance X-Wing.
Yep.
You walk right by, you walk into this transport. They're like, hey, we're going to take off. Oh, shit. We're captured. And then you walk back out the same door.
And you're in the fucking...
And you're in a barracks bay or the loading bay.
Landing bay, whatever.
You literally walk in, you sneeze, and you walk right back out and you're in a different place. And you're like, what the fuck just happened? You don't feel anything move. It was just magical. And then you're walking around, and of course, Docking Bay. It's massive, and you got all the First Order troops and everything, and that's great. And then you get into this pod, and you're running, and it's fun. The lightsaber that cuts through the ceiling as Kylo's racing after you is fucking next level.
Yep.
And then you go into the other docking bay with the AT-ATs, and I'm like,
full size.
I'm full coming, like
a straight coming.
I'm blowing loads, dude. I'm like, dude, this is fucking intense.
Balls deep. It was exceptional.
It was great. The Avatar
every
ride,
every single level.
Avatar ride was next level too.
I've heard that's awesome. Yeah.
That one was disorienting, and I don't get disoriented. It was like you get strapped in. It's almost like you get in on like a bike, like a speed bike.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like leaning forward, and you're strapped in, and you put these goggles on, and then you're just sitting in a room looking at a fucking wall, and then like you hear some sounds, and then it flashes, and then you're fucking flying, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? But it's the flashes. They like the way the light flashes into your goggles. It's like 100% disorienting, and you don't know. The wall's not there anymore.
Right.
And then while it's doing that, the wall I guess just moves up, and then the screen
distracts
there.
You while it's like switching
around. But it's so perfect that I was like, usually it's like
clearly this is that happened and that happened.
I saw the elevator.
And I try not to be that person, but like 90% of the time you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But this was like, boom, I'm flying. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah, I didn't do the Avatar one. We did the Guardians of the Galaxy coaster.
I didn't get to do that.
Which is. It's like a four-person, each car on the coaster is like a four-person seat that's not attached to the other ones because they all spin, kind of like a bumper car. They just kind of like spin from side to side. So once you get into the main part of the coaster, everything's dark and it's just like projected stars. So it looks like you're in space. You can't see the tracks and the coaster's going up and down and spinning. So it literally feels like you're just like randomly flying through space. It was astounding, dude.
And the way they pump people in and out of places.
I can't believe it.
When we had lunch there, we bought lunch on an app. Within the amount of food that place probably makes,
it's scary to think about.
But we ordered the app and it was like 10 minutes. They filed us in, we scanned something, go over there, stand in this line, grab your food, stand over there. And like within 15 minutes, we were eating. I'm like, you know how many people are standing here eating?
The logistics are mind boggling.
And the flow of traffic, they just have fucking down. You can be an imbecile like me and just you don't even have to know where to go. They've already got it figured out.
You are not the most imbecile.
Chew this food. Go that way.
Swallow it first.
Dude, it was intense. And like I said, the Star Wars park was magical to the point that I know they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
It was. The other thing was I did buy a saber.
Nice, yeah.
I gotta
go get a blade.
I bought the Cal Kestis. You know, I like 1,000-foot view. I was looking at him. I'm like, Palpatine. I gotta buy Palpatine.
It's fucking different.
Yeah. It's cool. And I picked it up, and I'm like,
doesn't feel right.
The single hand, like it's only big enough for you, like a single hand. You can't like double hold it. And I was when you want to go into
how
battle,
how long are you gonna be going?
When
into
you
want to
go
doing?
Into battle, you want to do this. And hold it with two hands and be like, all right, fucker, let's do this. But you couldn't do that. And I was like, this kind of sucks. Like it's, and to be honest, like the gold is different, but it's kind of a simple, it's elegant, I'll say.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a simple saber. And I was like, all right, let me see Kylo's, because that was my second one. And I picked it up and it felt a little chintzy.
Really?
Like,
it was hard for me not to get Kylo's.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if I didn't end up getting Cal's, I would have bought Kylo's because it was, and I love the crossblades. Fuck you guys. But then I was like, you know what?
Fuck us talking about it.
But you know what? When I saw the fact that the Cal's had that broken tip that you could like it was severed.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let me just see that. And when they said you can take that tip off and connect another one,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right,
just like the fucking game.
And
dude,
I only bought one. With the broken tip.
But now you have a reason to go back.
The fact that I can put a double on it if I wanted.
That's kind of why I purposely didn't get the blade. I was like, I just want an excuse to come back. And maybe I'll get a blue one. So Dooku will be a Jedi.
Yeah. It'd be... And you know, I think it's unique in a way because it's from a game. It's not on screen.
Yeah, that's so cool that they even have it in the first place.
It was fun. I didn't even expect it to be there. And maybe that's what broke me. Because...
Right.
So from 100,000 standpoint,
it's like if they had Revan's, you'd be like,
"What the fuck is sold?" Yeah, before I even got there, I was like, I might buy Ahsoka's, but I know they're like $1,200, so fuck me.
Because there's two, right?
Yeah.
You have to get them as a
pair. But when I got there, I don't think they, I think they must have been sold out of them. Yeah. So I was looking at all the other ones, and I was like, do I just want a Jedi? Do I want Vader's? Like, that's kind of boring.
I never liked, I hate saying that, but I never liked Anakin's or Vader's.
Yeah, they're a little odd. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll just get like...
They never seemed comfortable.
Obi-Wan and Luke's are like physically uncomfortable. They're hot. Like, I don't like this part.
Yeah, it's hard to hold.
They're like, they're, yeah, it's a, it's odd to hold.
Again, you're not taking this into battle.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, I put way too much thought into it. And no, then when I got, okay. I and then it. When I got I there, it. I was like, oh, all of this is not what I want. Even Kylo's, which I was like, this is kind of cool still. Mm-hmm. And it's different because it's full black. I was like, let me see the other one, bitch.
I'm glad.
There was some simpler ones, like Plo Koon's was there. That one looks terrible, but it was there. I was like, that's fun.
That is cool. Yeah, there was a lot more than I expected.
I don't
think- I was expecting, like, you know, Vader, Obi-Wan, Luke, and Kylo Ren, and that was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a full spread, man.
You know, it... I don't know if I even saw them all because there was two cases and we only went to the one side, so maybe I didn't see them all. But like, it would have been cool if there was.
Yeah, Darth Maul's, right?
Yeah, but Maul's was like fucking $600. I was like, do I get that?
Yeah, because it's I a bigger also, hilt and you need two blades.
And I'm flying home. Where the fuck am I going to put all this stuff?
Oh, that's true. I was road tripping, so.
I mean, they were fine. They're used to it flying back. So I just had a backpack and the fucking blade was sticking out.
I was
going to
say, it's not that big. It's like, it's pretty fucking sweet going to the airport with Count Dooku's lightsaber.
I was like, fuck me up. What? It was great. The whole thing was great. I'd love to go back. And the thing that sucks is, you know, I only went for a day. I only went to the park for a day. So we did Animal Kingdom, which I had never seen. Because when I was there the last time in 1997, it wasn't even built yet.
Right.
So I wanted to do that just to see it. And then I went to the studios to do the Star Wars park. So I didn't even see the core stuff like the Magic Kingdom or Epcot or any of that.
The Guardians ride was in Epcot. So we like quickly kind of like did a loop around the giant globe. And then that's where we ate, actually. We had dinner. You know, they have like the 40 different countries or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But yeah, I haven't seen Magic Kingdom since I was a kid or Animal Kingdom since I was a kid or... Is there another one? No?
It was...
Making it up?
Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and then it used to be MGM Studios, but now that became
Hollywood Studios.
Well... And then there's Universal, which is separate.
Yeah, and that's where there's... Universal's kind of giving them run for their money, honestly, with the Harry Potter shit.
We, for our work fun day, which... It was fun to go there, but they only gave us 2 hours. So by the time you get in there, I was like, what the fuck is this? And that's where the Harry Potter shit is. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean with like the fucking... The Harry Potter stuff is so good. It's as well done as Disney. It's like...
You're there.
Snipe people from Disney?
I'm not going to lie. The only thing about the Harry Potter world, I was hoping to go in more of those shops where I felt like the Star Wars park, every shop was an actual shop. You could walk in there.
Right.
Marcus Sandwich said, more two-handed content, please. Oh, the Super Mario
Show
World?
Show me your two hands. I don't know what Celestial Park is supposed to be. But yeah, there's the Ministry of Magic, so a third Wizarding World area. Super Nintendo World. That's going to be cool. How to Train Your Dragon, I've never seen or read. And Dark Universe is, I think, all of the Universal Studios monsters. So Frankenstein and Creature from the Black Lagoon and Dracula and all that shit. So that could be cool. I mostly would be interested to go back and see. Because which Harry Potter did you go to? Diagon Alley?
I believe so.
Separate. The castle is a separate area. So I would
saw
like to go
the
back
castle.
And go to the castle area and then also go to Super Nintendo World. That's pretty cool, man. I don't know. I know they have one of those in Japan.
I'll stand by it. The new Mario Brothers movie was fucking phenomenal. It's so fun.
I need to watch that with the kiddo.
It's so fucking fun. You don't even need a kid, dude. It's so fun.
No, I do because I have to. She's been obsessed with Frozen, and I need desperately
to break that
for the safety of my mental capacity and my life. She needs to get hooked on a new movie because the amount of times I've heard Frozen in the past month, it's traumatizing.
My kid's gone the other way. He's doing Paw Patrol. It's going downhill a little bit, but
Bluey, I love.
He's been listening to the Bluey soundtrack and having fucking dance parties.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
He tricked us today. He walked into my office. I have a Bluey vinyl, the whole soundtrack.
So it's on vinyl?
Yeah. So but I bought it.
They know their target audience, millennial parents.
So he's like, Dad, do Bluey. And I was like, fucking, let's do it. So I put it on. You know, I was working. And then I was like, what is that sound? He had walked into the other room and made my wife put on Bluey in the other room. The same thing. I was like, why are we playing?
It was surround sound, dude.
That's all of it.
It was full immersive quadraphonic.
Every room better be Bluey, bitches. That's what he yelled at us.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're back.
Star Wars.
We're here. We'll be back next week with more
dude,
two-handed content.
I guess.
Hey, I didn't say it. Turkey Sandwich said it. I didn't say it.
You just said it. I didn't say it.
I didn't say it. It ain't my gun.
She's hot for 50.
I didn't say. What else?
That's it. Tug, leave us.
Bye.